Hey guys, Joe Massa here, and welcome to another episode of The Daily Measure. Today is Thanksgiving, and if you're unaware, Thanksgiving is truly my favorite holiday each and every year, and there's a reason. The reason is because today isn't about what gifts you buy, it's not about the decorations you have set up, it isn't about celebrating just one person or a single event, it's all about reflection and being thankful for what you have in life. Now, every year I do a big post about what I'm thankful for, which typically includes my wife and kids, my family, my friends, my dog Bowser, who's getting old, my health, my clients, my home, yada, yada, yada. And while all of those things are still 100% true, I am extremely thankful for everything I just mentioned because they truly do motivate me to be the best version of myself and to show up every day. But I didn't want to just leave it there today, because the interesting thing about Thanksgiving is that we treat it like it's only one day. Like gratitude is something we schedule between the turkey dinner and the next football game. But the truth about Thanksgiving is it isn't just a single date on your calendar. Instead, it's an actual practice. It's something that you have to do every single day or none of it matters at all. So instead of doing the standard gratitude list, which is great, I wanted to share a quick story and also present a simple challenge for the day. So last night, if you're unaware or you don't follow the show, the brand new season of Stranger Things released on Netflix, and they released the four first episodes of the season. Now, my daughter Maya, who's 12, was extremely pumped all day for this. She made sure that I knew we were watching all four episodes, and I wasn't really planning on it because it's like 5 hours of Stranger Things. But before we started the fourth and final episode of the night, because we did watch all of them, she got me, she said something that really stopped me in my tracks. And it really tugged on my heartstrings. So I wanted to share this today. So we're getting ready to watch the final episode. And mind you, this is like 11 p.m. at night. I'm kind of old, so that's already a holiday miracle in itself that I was up that late. But I said, okay, we can watch the final episode. Let's turn it on. And she looked at me dead in the eyes and calmly and sweetly said, I'm thankful for you, Dad. And I'd be lying if I didn't damn near cry. Because it's really rare when she shares her feelings like that. And it was super organic and authentic, and it just reminded me, like, this is what it's all about. So the idea of gratitude, it's an investment, but it really got me to thinking that gratitude isn't free. It actually costs effort and time. She took the time to appreciate me doing something for her, and she voiced it. And I didn't have to ask her what you're thankful for. She just told me, and it was amazing. It was beautiful. And anything that we invest into, including gratitude, if we do it consistently, it multiplies. And when you show up and when I show up as a dad for my daughter and do something as simple as saying, you know what, we can stay up a little later today and watch your favorite show. I put in that effort and she recognized it. And she reminded herself, hey, I got a good dad and I'm thankful for him. And it just created such a clarity, such a calm and a connection between me and her. And it's going to help me show up better. I want to be better. I want to build better. I want to live better. And it was really a beautiful moment that I shared with my daughter. And earlier in the day, my son, who's down from college, I got to spend time with him and my wife. We got to spend time cleaning and getting ready for today, which I have 18 people coming over to have Thanksgiving dinner. And while today is all about nourishment and eating good food, it's more important for me today to remind myself to nourish my mind, my body, my spirit, my relationships. So my challenge for you today on Thanksgiving is give one simple person a call, somebody in your life. Pick one person and give them a 15-second voice note or video note and thank them for something specific that you guys share together. Not a list, not a journal entry, one simple message, that's it. Because it's small, it's doable, but it's genuine. So I'm thankful for anyone out there who's trying to build something meaningful and be thankful and giving back to their communities, even if it's messy, it's slow or unclear. But if that's you, I see you and I'm thankful for you. And my one message today that is 15 seconds or less is going to go to Maya, my daughter, because what you said to me last night may seem silly, may seem like it was not a big deal to you. It was just a simple, I'm thankful for you, Dad. But it really meant a lot to me. And it meant a lot that you acknowledged that I'm your dad and that I'm here for you and that I love you. And I'll be here every day. Every chance I get, I'm gonna be here for you. And your sweetness and your growth in life and watching you blossom into the young lady you're going to become, it's truly a pleasure. And I'm really, really thankful for that. So I'm also thankful for all you guys tuning in. Thank you for consuming these shows and, staying in touch, letting me know what you like, what you don't like. Make sure to drop a comment below. Let me know what you're thankful for today. If you're feeling so inclined to give me a like and subscribe, that'll be just one more thing that I'm also thankful for. But today, I hope you get to spend time with your friends and family, doing things that make you happy, feel thankful, reflect on your gratitude, and remember, every day's a gift. We never know when the final day we get is, so please use your time wisely today. Spend it with the people that matter most to you. Be thankful, be grateful, relax, reflect, recharge, and let's get ready to kick off the rest of the holiday season. But again, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I appreciate each and every one of you. So thank you for tuning in to The Daily Measure. We'll see you next time. Joe Massa signing off. I got some turkeys to deep fry.